So again, we're sitting here with the Super Bowl, very excited about it. And we're joined today by Marshall Falk. And so I was just kind of reading through things. Marshall, thank you first for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
So I was just kind of doing some background checks on you and just kind of looking into your football.
Not that background check. Like, am I okay?
So I was just wondering. Well, actually, I do have a question. As a running back and receiving running back as a player, what do you not have the most of? Because everything I looked at was the most 1,000-yard seasons, the most 2,000-yard seasons, the most catches, the most receptions, the most 6,000, the only person to do this, extra points, two-point conversions. I mean, everything. It was like this laundry list of everything I could possibly think of, most.
I did a lot.
You did a lot. And you had a great time doing
it. That's it. When you play as many downs as I play, you get to do a lot.
Right, right. So are you a native of, I know you grew up in, I believe, New Orleans?
Yep.
And how long, are you a native of California now, or where are you?
Nope, I'm a New Orleanian.
Back to birth. New Orleans? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And what are you doing now? You have a foundation?
Yep.
And you work with kids?
Yep.
Tell me a little bit about that.
I work with kids. I have a foundation. I also work with the Foundation for Drug Free World.
Okay.
And we go out and pass out information. Big events like Super Bowl, we provide information for kids to learn and kind of educate themselves about drugs. And we also help parents with that. You know, sometimes parents, they didn't grow up in a drug environment. They don't know what their kid's getting into. They're lost in the sauce. So we provide them literature as well. We also have a website, drugfreeworld.org, where you can go and get the literature if you don't see us or you happen to not be at a big event. But, you know, we're just tackling the epidemic. You know, drugs, it's rampant. It used to be street drugs. Now it's street drugs, prescription drugs, vape. There's just a lot of stuff out there. And when you look at our culture in today's world, the things that our kids are hooking on to, those things make drugs cool. And
right.
It's just not cool.
Right.
And let's be honest. When I was growing up, drugs was made, the dope dealer made money, and the person taking drugs was scary.
Right.
When did it become cool?
Right. All of a sudden, right, right.
When did it become that if you did a drug, you were like hip?
Right. And I think that is a cultural thing, and part of it I think is just the fact that life has become so fast for everybody, right? I mean, it's not just, you know, the older we get, the more we look at that next generation,
and
those
it.
Kids nowadays,
that's
those
it.
Kids nowadays.
That's why we say slow down,
read,
learn about the stuff you're going to put in your body.
Right,
it could have some everlasting effects to you, your mental state, your health. Who knows?
Right. So, what do you miss about the football days? Other than obviously the friendships and the brotherhood that you
have. It's all locker room.
I mean,
I don't miss Sundays. I don't miss getting beat up. I don't miss my hands being sore, my knees being sore, back hurt, neck hurt, shoulder hurt, and then you go get in the cold tub, you make it feel better, and then you go do it all over again.
Right. Right.
It was fun when it lasted, but now I just think about. You can't get a locker room anywhere else.
Right. Not that environment, right?
You just don't get that locker. You don't get that. You know, you can't. It's not at a country club.
Right.
You can't go to your local gym and get it. It's something about the locker room.
The family.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you grew up in New Orleans, and you know, even though I do a show about financial planning and all that, part of our show is always about the whole idea of your family and what you're doing, not only giving back to the community mm-hmm. like you do, mm-hmm. but just the family life and how much you spend paying attention to those memories and treasuring those memories. So growing up, mom, grandma cooked, right?
Yeah, my mom cooked and worked.
Right. So best meal, best thing, if you could go back and have any meal that mom cooked for you, what do you think it would be?
I'm a red beans and rice and fried chicken.
Red beans and rice? Like,
that was, you didn't even have to ask my mom if I said cook something, she knew what to cook. It was
automatic. Red beans and rice.
Yeah.
Marshall, thank you so much for stopping by and seeing us today. And one last thing, 49ers or Chiefs? What are you thinking?
You know, it's not fair because I like players on the 49ers. I'm a Kyle Shanahan fan, and
right.
John Lynch and Martin Mayhew, I believe they've done a great job with
right.
the front office. But I can't root for the Niners. I mean, I'm a Ram. Well, like,
right,
I'm
it's in California, like, right? You can't do that, right?
I can't do that.
Right, right. All right.
You know, so because I love the state of Missouri.
Right.
You know, I spent time in St. Louis. I would love to see the state of Missouri have another championship. So,
And they get to share. They get to share Kansas.
I'm rooting for Kansas City. Not to mention, you know, a guy who I grew up with, Eric Bieniemy. I really want to see him
catch one.
Yeah.
Marshall, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, man.